start. I love it. This is measure 61.
There's only one chord in the song that starts that way. This is it. One, two, ready, and a.
Swing now, chest up, and let me ride.
One, two, again, and.
Swing now, chest up, and let me ride.
In that, who's got melody?
Everybody.
Baritone friends, one, two, again, and.
Swing the chest up and let me ride. Swing the chest up and let me ride.
Good.
That's a much higher full step than what we're hearing at the moment there, tenors.
One, two, first chord in.
Swing the chest up and let me ride. Swing the chest up and let me ride.
Now, vowel stop.
Swing down, swing down. We got the Doppler effect all over the place now. Swing down, chariot, stop, and let me ride. Instead of swing down, chariot, stop, and let me ride. Okay? Not gonna happen. Not gonna work, and you know better.
One, two, again, and.
Swing down, chariot, stop.
What's your preparation for that?
I should count, stop counting off, because you get in a bad habit of just kind of bleh. Coming in whenever you want.
There's actual tempo there, and you need to jump on the syncopation. One, two, three, and.
Swing down, chair, stop, and let me ride. Swing down, chair, stop, and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy.
Good. Oh, I love the first two sections. There was a sparkle in there that I haven't heard yet, and that was very nice. But then we went calm and easy, and the L, the tongue. Where did your tongue go on that calm?
Calm.
Calm and easy. Got to be from the Bronx there. Calm and easy. Okay.
Love what you did at the beginning though.
The syncopated entrance, pretty good. What I need is almost a T sound in your S.
Swing, swing down, chariot, stop, and. Right. Okay. Love the attack, and I love the sparkle we had. Thank you, tenors, for lifting that first interval. That helped us out tremendously. One, two, again, and.
Swing the chair, stop, and let me ride. Swing the chair, stop, and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I got home on the other side.
I personally do not like putting the breath in there. I get home on the other side.
It doesn't work to put the breath in.
So we got to sing through that instead.
The chromatic downward stuff was much better just now than it was yesterday. Pretty darn good.
The tempo
in measure 70, right before we did the swipe back up, we just got a little bit off with the movement. But otherwise, the downward chromatic scale, pretty darn nice.
I'm liking that. Now, what I want you to do is get rid of the music in your hands, okay? Put it down to your side. Do something.
Sell it and tell me some story. I'm going to turn it over and see where we go next.
One, two, again, and.
Swing down, chest up, and let me ride.
Give me another shot at that. That was not our first take, right?
Swing. It dribbles down your chin, and there's no energy in the S out. Swing down, chariot, stop. Swing down. Just a quick little TSL.
One, two, again, and.
Swing down, chair, stop, and let me ride.
Until and then spread. Swing down, chair, stop, and. Swing down, chair, stop, and let me ride.
One, two, again, and.
Swing down, chair, stop, and let me ride. Swing down, chair, stop, and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Rock me, Lord.
This is great. This is really fun. You guys like this song?
Yeah.
I love this song. This song is really fun to sing. It's just, particularly in this sort of add six, swing down chariot, swing. Can I hear the baritones? I've never asked for this before. It's been a long time. Can I have the baritones and the tenors right there? One, two, three, and.
Swing down chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down chariot, stop and let me ride.
So these are the most two important parts of the chord. This is where the perfect interval goes. So if you're wondering why the pitch isn't working, look for the perfect interval. Swing, swing, here comes the bride. We have the perfect fourth and the perfect fifth. We need, like, lots of tenor right here. I might actually even poach a lead or two for that part right there. One, two, very lead. Oh, sorry, very tenor. Oh, I'm so used to never asking this. One, two, very tenor.
Swing down, Jerry, stop and let me ride. Swing down, Jerry, stop and let me ride.
Basically, you used to be the most important part of the chord. You are the least important part in both of these. You're the first inversion, then you're the third inversion, which is the third inversion is like... It's like we just got through talking about it. We never use either of these. So you're just nice and light right there. We might actually, if we had a couple of high basses, we might approach them to baritone for these four bars. Okay? But that's what we're after right there is add six. One, two, all parts, go!
Swing the chair, stop and let me ride. Swing the chair, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Calm and easy.
Chase pitches, great groups chase vocal technique. So we could look at which pitch was flat, which pitch was under the that's sort of sniffing around for the wrong. That's not the culprit. The culprit is usually in the vowel, or the culprit is in the vocal technique. It's one of those two things that's causing flatness in the group. Yeah? Fair? Can we hear sa sa? We've read the chromatic bass and lead. One, two, go. Eh. Baritone. One, two, lead, very. That's really much harder, right? You're doing a chromatic octave, but you're not doing it. It's really, really hard over there. You think you're supposed to stop. One, two, again, sing. Right? Baritones on your own. One, two, ready, and. We start sa, and we end sa, 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 but if you start sa, we lose the sparkle. It's the vocal technique that we're chasing there. And the vocal technique, ineffective vocal technique, is making it sound flat, or is the cause of it going flat. Flatness is a symptom of something else being wrong. Sa, 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 sing side, sa, bottom octave. Yes. Sing it again.
Sa.
Sa. Ah. Then you go mine. Sa. Sing sa.
Sa.
Down now.
Sa.
Same vowel, right? And it sounds much better, doesn't it? Sa. Sing.
Sa.
Drop an octave. Again.
Sa.
Sa. Breathe bass. Bear goodness.
Sa.
So sa,
listen to my voice, I love my voice, one more mind.
But sa, will travel much farther than sa. You think that travels because you hear 20, 35% of the sympathetic vibration from your jawbone when you sing. You don't hear the whole thing. That's why everyone, when they hear themselves recorded, when it's the first thing they say?
Yes.
Yep. That's not me, is what I said. What? Right? Because you don't hear the whole thing. So when you
think sa,
and you're trapping, you're blocking, you know, half the sound from your tongue, which was, of course, nothing goes by him, right? He hears everything that happens in the chorus. He even hears stuff that didn't happen, right?
got the tongue blocking things, we get sort of a covered sound, right?
Sa lo sa ha.
Right, there's a huge difference in that, right?
Sa sa.
That's too hard to do.
Can't drop the octave in the third, can I? It's really hard to do. So we want it to be sa the whole way through.
Sa.
We drift into saw, we drift into a vowel, which happens a lot in our chorus. We want ah, 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 like Count Dracula, ah, ah, ah,
side, ah, 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 sa, 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 sa,
sing it, nope,
sa,
it's just like 10% in that sound,
sa, sa,
can you hear it? You can hear it when I drop back and forth. I'm being a little overdramatic about it, but not much.
Sa, sa.
Can you hear the difference? One sounds much louder. It's because it's the correct use of space.
Sing sa, sa.
Go.
Sa.
Go what would be too far and sing sa, si, si.
Si.
Go.
Sa.
Leaves, that's perfect. Leaves, do it.
Sa.
If I put any in that sound, it taints the pitch, doesn't it?
Sa, 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 sa.
Same side.
Sa.
So that will bring in about 30% more volume for your chorus, just by singing with the appropriate use of space. Right? Everyone
loves to sing in the shower because you sound amazing in the shower. And there's one note like, there's one note that like sounds amazing in the shower, right? One pitch. It's the same thing in your passage, in your oral cavity. You've got the optimal space for each vowel, right? As soon as you sing
so,
there's one pitch, one spot that magically reinforces everything else. That's what resonance is, resounding inside your mouth.
So, one, two, chromatic scale.
That's it. That's what that sounds like. That's what that is. And what that is that symptomatic of the incorrect vowel. You let the vowels go someplace else, and it taints the pitch.
That was pretty clean, wasn't it? Good. That's once in a row. Do it again. One, two, three, and.
I sing the chest high.
See that as being a brighter sound. What that actually is you're actually singing more overtones naturally by yourselves. And that's synergistically working with the whole group and making it sound. You sound like 10 extra guys that just joined the risers, right? These prits, it's yum, yum. And that's easier to tune that sound because you've got more overtones that you're working with.
Remember these things soft,
then you're going to hear basically the first overtone, maybe the second. Because you can see this on a spectrograph. I'm not making this graph up.
You've got the little thing over there. Download Spectrograph Light. Really cool if you're a huge nerd like me.
but what you're hearing is you're hearing the first overtone, maybe the second overtone at first, but when you use the right vowel for the right appropriate use of space on the right vowel, then you just light up the Christmas tree. You're just hearing more of the overtones. You're hearing more of the vocal spectrum. So that's really making you sound like you're more because you're actually hearing more of the partials of the overtone system.
Let's talk more singing. Can you start that song?
The slow section?
Yes, I want to talk about something else.
Swing low.
What just happened? We lost the shine in the sound, right? How?
Because low borrowed from the Minnesota low. And borrowed a little bit of the ooh and the oh. Swing low,
right? Sort of felt like it dropped all the way down your shorts. Okay? And low, the angel of low.
and low, low. So we got to drift more toward low. Swing low, swing low.
Do you hear the buzz drop away in my voice when I do it?
Swing, swing lee, swing low, swing low.
But you just hear a heavier sound drift in. That's due to two things. That's due to one, it being low in your tessitura, in your resting vocal range.
Because really no one has to work to sing any of those, the notes that are right here, right? So there's a danger in that, in it being comfortable.
So being comfortable is when we become lackadaisical sometimes.
Swing, sing, swing, lee.
Sing that.
Swing, lee.
You maintain the buzz. Swing, lay. Sing that.
Swing, lay.
That's the kind of things that I'm after.
Swing low,
Is it sweet and low?
Swing low, swing low.
You hear that?
Swing low,
swing low.
You hear how much cleaner that is, basses? So that's what we're after. We're after sort of vowel tuning, if we could say it that way.
We want to hear more. We're jealous. We're greedy gusses. We want to hear all the overtones all the time. That's not hard, right? More time. Sorry. Symptomatically, what's happening in the pitch? It's right on the money. It's right on the nose. Whereas last night, we drifted, swing low. We sort of found ourselves in betweens, right? We were like a quarter step flat after like four bars. Right? That's not fun, is it? When you blow the pitch pipe and the pitch pipe sounds like it's... Did you hit the right one? You know, when the pitch pipe is a surprise, I want the pitch pipe to sound like a dull piece of machinery rather than a bright, nice, shiny thing. Yeah? One more time.
Swing low.
Part of this piece of this puzzle is the leads you are where in regards to your range. That's about the bottom note you were ever asked to sing. Is C middle C? That's the lowest we ever asked you to sing. So should this be loud and proud, or soft and sweet, or somewhere in between, or where would you say this is? If you push this note, what will happen to the basses? What will they do?
All the way to push back. School win in the fight.
Right? Every time.
Sweet cherry.
So be communicative in your low range. Don't be loud. Don't, as Gary Platt likes to say, don't use volume as the door of delivery. Use expression. Use musicality. Use another crayon in the box.
Sweet cherry.
Right? It's not a very important part. It's the end of the phrase anyway.
Because we want to da 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 da.
We want to hear the high note that, what's really more of your sweet spot anyway, isn't it? If you sound better up on that octave than that one anyway, right? Now this song dances all over the range. There's an octave and a half in this song. Huge, like Hercules. It's massive range. So you've got all the spectrum to play with. Don't try and push your low range, because if you push your low range, they'll push your low range. Well, what happens when you push your range, your low range? Sometimes one of the symptoms of that will be improper technique and thus flat. So that's what I want to put your mind on. It's you against this piano over here, okay? This silly inanimate object is beating you. It should piss you. It should irritate you when you pull the pipe and it's a quarter step above you. It should infuriate you. Right? Does it? Let's do some of that. So you go flat for three reasons. You go flat for initial onset. If your initial onset is not accurate, that's one symptom. Two, you go flat, what I call tragedy over time. is sort of, it's like singing with one shoe on. Everything seems to just sort of drift down just a little bit by line by line. Oh, we're not quite on the level playing here. The third one is sort of invent things, like if we don't know the song well, sometimes we'll drift out of key because we just don't really know where do is. Okay? But that's the three reasons why we go flat. I suspect for you guys it's usually initial attack that's eating your lunch. Is that fair? Good. So as a culture, let's do something about it. Let's not allow it anymore. Because you know what happened with your new song written by Maestro over here? You didn't go flat once last night. And that is a really, really hard song. That's the hardest song I've seen a chorus pull out in the last year and a half that I've been around coaching this group. The heart of by a long shot. It's the hardest song I've ever seen anybody do. And it's saying fine, just fine. Because your initial muscle memory is really good on it. Where this song you know really well, so what happens? Swing low in that heavy sound. Wants to make it take a little nap. That sort of heavy, foggy sound just drifts it down a little bit. Make sense?
Yeah.
So that's the three reasons why you go flat. So now that you know something about it, let's do something about it. Be proactive. It's in the right balance, right space, and let's kick the butt.
Swing low.
Sing home with your tongue all the way out of your mouth. Sing it. Sing it this way. Ha, ha, ha. Sing your part. Ha. So if you get a bright sound out of that still, then you know that it's the tongue that's retreating back. That's making the ha, ha. It's my tongue that's in the way. Ha, ha. If I'm clinging to the back of the tongue, root tongue tension, it's going to make that sound heavy.
Sing home, bass is home.
Oh.
Yes, can I have Dave and Larry?
Oh.
Right, almost buzzy that is. That's what we're after. All parts on your nose. Home.
Oh.
One of those vowels for you that's the root tongue tension issue, because there's some vowels in your chorus that ring like a phone. They're awesome. Yeah, that mine chord is starting to get a lot of bite to it.
Let's shift away from this song.
Does
that make sense?
Yeah.
This is the kind of block and tackle stuff we got to do in every rehearsal, so that we've got buzz and ring through everything.
Now, I was telling the quartet earlier today, you can lock a chord and not ring it, because if you sing all the right notes, That's at least a C average. If you're singing all the right notes and the right words, that's close. That's good. But good is the enemy of great. And to get great, it's also got to be this. We've got to tune the vowel and make sure that you're using appropriate.